Thank you. We are going to resume with the presentations. And for lecture three, our brother Joe Wilson will take up the topic, the process of new birth. Again, we want to say questions, please put them in the chat. And we'll try to monitor the chat to make sure that we get your questions and get them dealt with. Okay, our brother Joe, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay. I just have a quick word of prayer. Our gracious God and Father, we give thanks for what you have given. And certainly we will depend upon you for what is to come and what has to be given. Undertake for your servants. We are grateful for John and Sam and what you have laid on their hearts to present. And even for myself and Brian to continue, we are asking, O God, that vessels like ourselves might be emptied so that more of Christ might fill it. We cast upon thee, open the hearts and the ears of your people, the hearers, so that your word would be received. We are cast upon thee. We give thanks and ask these mercies in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'd just like to read from John's Gospel, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? As we've been considering this subject of new birth, from the portion of scripture that has been read and for what has been shared, we can conclude thus far that this work of new birth that we are talking about, it's a work from above, done exclusively by God in me through the power of the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Rightly said, I have nothing to do with it. The same way I had nothing to do with my first birth, I have nothing to do with this new birth. It's all of God. But when we look at a man like Nicodemus, and the scripture highlights some features about him. In verse 1, it says, he was a man of the Pharisees. It says he was a ruler of the Jews in verse 1. A man of the Pharisees, a ruler of the Jews. We have in verse 10, the Lord Jesus is asking him, art thou a master or are you a teacher of Israel and you don't know these things? So here it is, Nicodemus, with all of his religious titles and his good religious standing before men. A man of the Pharisees, a ruler of the Jews, a teacher in Israel. All of these good, nice religious titles that Nicodemus had, there was something lacking in his life. And as we consider this portion that is my responsibility, we look back upon some of the things that has been said both by John and by Sam. Nicodemus was one of those who, as he approached the Lord Jesus, would say to him, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Because Nicodemus himself saw and observed the miracles that the Lord Jesus had performed. He was convinced, based upon what he was seeing, that it's quite possible. Maybe the kingdom is at hand, because how is it? This man is doing all of these miracles. He had to come from God. But there were others, and Brother John took this up in chapter 2. And we can look at those verses. In John's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 23, Jesus, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. I am convinced that Nicodemus might have been a part of those that believed on him based on the miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ did. But this is what it says. Verse 24. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men and needed not that any should testify of men, for he knew what was in man. It's quite different. Those who believe here in his name based on the miracles that he performed. It's different from what we have in chapter 1 and verse 13. This was also referred to. In verse 12, John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. But you ask yourself the question, why is it in chapter 2, there were those who believe on his name because of the miracles, and Jesus did not commit himself to them? But here in chapter 1, it says, there are also those who believe on his name, and for some reason, they are embrace of God. And the difference is simply this. In verse 13, chapter 1, verse 13, it gives you the reason. or what took place in order for them to believe on his name. And this is crucial. Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Because God had done a work in the hearts of these individuals in chapter one, bringing into them this new nature to respond to the voice of God, to respond to the Spirit of God. They now, because of this work, were able to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So the work of the Spirit with the Word is that which creates a new nature in me to cause me to respond to believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. If we look at chapter 3, because the work of new birth is for everyone, whether they be Jew or Gentile. In verse 7, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. That is a word to Nicodemus as a Jew. So the Jews needs to be born again, but later on in the verse it says, the end of verse 8, so everyone that is born of the Spirit, and the everyone includes me, the everyone includes you. So both Jew and Gentile needs this new birth. And so we have this discord between the Lord Jesus Christ and Nicodemus. Master, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Brother John mentioned this morning that man cannot see, he cannot enter, he cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Beloved, spiritual blindness has come to those who are born of Adam's race. And so there has to be a work exclusively of God so that you can see, you can enter and inherit the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Well, I'll tell you something, beloved. Hearing the experience of my mother when she gave birth to me, because I am all 6 pounds, 11 ounces of pure sin. And after giving birth to me the first time, I can just hear the voice of my mother. There is no way I'm going to do it with you a second time. So if you have to be born again, it has to be a work that is done exclusively of God. And so the Lord Jesus says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And this is what we need to help each other understand as to now these two elements that we have the water and we have the Spirit. And my understanding is the water would represent the Word of God. If we were to, because of time, I'll just try to glance through some of these verses so we can get an understanding as to the meaning that we are talking about. In John chapter 13 and verse 10, the Lord Jesus, in John chapter 13, The Lord is washing the feet of the disciples. And in chapter 13, he says, you are not all clean, because Judas was in their midst. After Judas left, in John chapter 15 and verse 3, it says, now are you clean because of the washing of the feet? No. John chapter 15, verse 3 says, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. We had already in James chapter 1 and verse 18 that God says, of his own will, he has begotten us. By what? By the word of truth. In 1 Peter, we've also had this. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. And Paul, in writing to the Corinthians in chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15, he says, I have begotten you through the gospel. And in Ephesians chapter 5, around verse 26, we have the Lord the Apostle Paul speaking about how the Lord Jesus is washing and cleansing the church with the water of the word. So one of the things that is involved in new birth, as the Spirit of God works in me, is that he uses the word of God to bring about this new nature. Beloved, as we talk about new nature, new birth, we are talking about a nature that we have received in Adam that is totally corrupt. It's unfit for the presence of God. God has nothing to do with it. And the Lord Jesus declared, that which is born of flesh, beloved, all that can come from it is flesh. But now we want the work of the Spirit of God in order for this new nature to come about so that I can now respond to the things of God. But as the Lord Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus, Nicodemus is puzzled. And the Lord says, hold on, marvel not, don't be so puzzled. These are the things that you should know, Nicodemus. And the Lord referred back to something that was alluded to in Ezekiel chapter 36. And in chapter 36 of Ezekiel, this is what it says, Ezekiel 36, reading from verse 24. And this is what Nicodemus, as a Jew, as a teacher, a man of the Pharisees, should have known. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. This is when God will establish the kingdom upon earth in relationship to the Jews. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. The purifying effect of the word of God, picture here as the water. Then it goes on to say, then a new heart, verse 26, also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart from out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit, the Holy Spirit. God is saying, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my stature and shall keep my judgment and do them. This is the work of new birth that Nicodemus should have known about, because the prophet spoke about it in the Old Testament. And everyone, whether they be Old Testament saints or New Testament saints, need to have this new birth in them in order to respond to the claims that God has upon their lives. So it is the Spirit of God creating something brand new in me, a new nature. And oh, how sad when we look around and we see that which is after Adam, that which is born of flesh is flesh. But God wants now to create a new nature in me that would respond to what he is doing in this world. So we are born of the flesh. That's my first birth. Everything that has to be associated with Adam, my parents, and everything else, that is of the flesh. But of the Spirit, God is creating a new nature in me. And just another word. As the Lord Jesus is speaking about to Nicodemus, notice in the first part of chapter 3, he speaks about new birth. Something that Nicodemus should have known based on Ezekiel 36. But then as he goes into the chapter, he starts speaking about, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life, salvation. He speaks to Nicodemus first about new birth, a new nature that has to be created on the inside by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Then you will be able to respond to John chapter 3 and verse 16, the love of God bring offering you salvation and eternal life through Jesus Christ. So yes, it's all in one, but as we had born again, the original character that you receive from this new birth, it's a new nature. So you're born again, you're born from above by the Spirit and the Word. It is the Spirit that accomplishes this work through the Word of God. And born of God, it's a work that it's exclusively his. I did not have anything to do with my first birth, and that is natural. And this is spiritual. This is after God. I have nothing to do with it. It is God that is creating a nature in me so that now I can respond to his divine claims upon my life. May the Lord encourage our hearts with these thoughts as we consider the process of new birth for his name's sake. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We thank God for what he gave to our brother. And we thank Brother Joe, we thank you for your presentation.